Jim Amaral, Bates College class of 1980, founded and runs what may be Maine's best-known source of handcrafted breads. His company, Borealis Breads, is known for a wide range of tasty and wholesome sourdough products. One day in August 2008, during a visit to the Borealis Bakery in the town of Wells, Amaral gives us a close-up view at something that makes his bread so distinctive. It's a pile of bags containing whole wheat flour grown in Maine.
You know, as I look at this bag, you know, it says Aurora Mills and Farm, stone ground organic flour, milled in Linnaeus, Maine. When we're using the local wheat, we know the variety that's grown, we know where it's grown, we know when it was milled, which is critical because with whole grain flours, you want to use it as soon as possible after it's milled because they do go rancid. So, you know, we've got a lot of information about the most critical ingredient in our product, and that helps us be better bakers.
Amaral's dedication to quality has been good for business, but it has also benefited Maine agriculture. Because he wanted to source his whole wheat as close to home as possible, Amaral struck up a partnership with a grower in Maine's northernmost county to help bring commercial wheat farming and processing back to the state.
Well, the whole project, the 10-year project, has really been a very close partnership between myself and Matt Williams, who owns a farm in Aroostook County, and he's the farmer who set up the milling operation, Aurora Mills, in the county. Prior to us, nobody was asking for or using, other than a little bit of wheat for the Common Ground Fair, nobody was really asking for wheat to be grown in the state for human consumption, and we've kind of totally turned that around. And we are now working with other grains, too. This year we've got locally grown rye. We have locally grown oats. You know, when I first started working, you know, farmers didn't have silos. There was no mill that was set up to be able to take grain from the field, clean it, and then process it. There were mills that could buy cleaned bag grain from out of state, but nobody had the capacity to actually clean the grain that was being grown here. So we had to that had to be reestablished. And the fact is, with any kind of infrastructure like that, once you lose it, it takes 10 times the energy to get it back. So it's been a great partnership in terms of working with Matt. I never thought I'd know as much about wheat growing as I do.
This is Doug Hubley reporting for Bates College.